7. Happiness and success. Avant-garde lifestyles. 2. An interview with a dink couple. An interviewer is asking a dink couple some questions about their family. Listen to the tape or CD and answer the questions.
Why do you prefer to have no kids?
Because our schedules are so heavy during the week and weekends.
Because we want to spend our leisure time together, shopping, dining, going to movies, and traveling. But have you ever thought of yourselves as being selfish? I mean, by living an easy life just for the two of you?
We never want to come across as being selfish or anything like that. We just don't have the time and energy for it.
Is raising a child of our own the only way to be unselfish? I think we can do much more in other ways to give back to society. 'Why do you prefer to have no kids?
Because our schedules are so heavy during the week and weekends.
Because we want to spend our leisure time together, shopping, dining, going to movies, and traveling. But have you ever thought of yourselves as being selfish? I mean, by living an easy life just for the two of you?
We never want to come across as being selfish or anything like that. We just don't have the time and energy for it.
Is raising a child of our own the only way to be unselfish? I think we can do much more in other ways to give back to society.
3. Two backpackers. Two backpackers are talking about their experience of backpacking. Listen to the tape or CD and fill in the blanks.
We went on our trip and arrived at Istanbul Airport, dead tired. We both decided to do the right thing and stay up all day. We met people, walked around, and even visited a gallery. We were feeling quite proud of ourselves by the time we checked in at our hotel in the afternoon. We ended up falling asleep at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, passports on the table, all of our money beside our beds, our things everywhere, the key in the door, and the door wide open. Not a safe way to spend the very first night in a foreign city. We went on our trip and arrived at Istanbul Airport, dead tired. We both decided to do the right thing and stay up all day. We met people, walked around, and even visited a gallery. We were feeling quite proud of ourselves by the time we checked in at our hotel in the afternoon. We ended up falling asleep at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, passports on the table, all of our money beside our beds, our things everywhere, the key in the door, and the door wide open. Not a safe way to spend the very first night in a foreign city.
5. Lohas.
Read the passage about a new lifestyle and do the exercises.
Do you care about your health and exercise frequently to keep fit? When in restaurants or supermarkets, do you feel responsible for the environment and say no to non-reusable chopsticks and plastic bags? Do you consider the effect of the hamburger on your health or even on the whole environment? If yes, you may be Lohas. What is Lohas, you may ask? Let's read the story of a Lohas person. I was a heavy smoker when I first learned about Lohas. I realized that I was not living a really healthy life and started thinking about ways to change my life for the better. I set a goal to stop smoking within a certain period of time. Lohas stands for Lifestyles of Health and Sustainability. It refers to people who want to have a green and healthy lifestyle and choose products and services good to environment. The Lohas population is increasing every year. Lohas markets are growing too, such as healthy buildings, recycled energy, healthy furniture, organic food, health food, and self-improvement programs. These have been getting more and more popular in recent years. Actually, everyone is influenced by Lohas, but you just may not realize it. So try to be good to yourself, try to do good to others, Try to be friendly to the environment, and then you will be Lohas.
7. Read me. Stress and intonation. Listen and repeat. Pay attention to the sentence stress.
Besides her great looks, she has a nice personality.
In the box, he found a letter.
He is the person I talked with.
Ways to success. 2. Success at the supermodel contest. David and Jane are talking about Marilyn, who took part in the supermodel contest. Listen to the tape or CD and answer the questions.
Hey, Jane, did you hear that Marilyn just won first prize in the supermodel contest?
Really? But I guess it's nothing too surprising. She's quite good looking.
But being a supermodel is not only about having a beautiful face and a good figure.
Yes, being a good model calls for a lot of qualities.
And Marilyn has been practicing her modeling skills a lot.
Besides her great looks, she also has a nice personality.
I think she knows a lot about different cultures too.
I'd say she has a bright future.
Hey, Jane, did you hear that Marilyn just won first prize in the supermodel contest?
Really? But I guess it's nothing too surprising. She's quite good looking.
But being a supermodel is not only about having a beautiful face and a good figure.
Yes, being a good model calls for a lot of qualities.
And Marilyn has been practicing her modeling skills a lot.
Besides her great looks, she also has a nice personality.
I think she knows a lot about different cultures too.
I'd say she has a bright future.
3. An interview on success.
A reporter is interviewing some people on what makes people succeed. Listen to the tape or CD and fill in the blanks.
Jane, what do you think makes people succeed?
Well, I think ability is important. You know, for example, many are born with a talent for music and rise without great effort.
So, ability is of great importance. And what is your opinion, Bob?
Well, I agree with Jane there, but I think what leads to eventual success is persistence.
And James, would you like to say something?
I couldn't agree with Bob more. What leads to success is the ability to carry on when things go wrong.
By the way, opportunity is also important. Never let a good chance go by.
Yes. So far you have mentioned 3 things. Basic ability, persistence, and opportunity. Jane, what do you think makes people succeed?
Well, I think ability is important. You know, for example, many are born with a talent for music and rise without great effort.
So, ability is of great importance. And what is your opinion, Bob?
Well, I agree with Jane there, but I think what leads to eventual success is persistence.
And James, would you like to say something?
I couldn't agree with Bob more. What leads to success is the ability to carry on when things go wrong.
By the way, opportunity is also important. Never let a good chance go by.
Yes. So far you have mentioned 3 things. Basic ability, persistence, and opportunity.
4. Factors of success.
Read the poem aloud with emotion until you remember it. Then discuss with your partner the factors of success mentioned in it.
Factors of success. You must take a blow or give one. You must risk and you must lose. Be a man and face the battle. That's the only way to win. It takes a little courage and a little self-control and some grim determination if you want to reach your goal.
5. Chance or choice.
Read the passage about success and do the exercises.
There was an ambitious young man who owned the only hair salon in his little town. For years he cut and styled the hair of almost everybody. He earned such a good income that he built a nice big house and could afford to send all of his 6 children to university. Then one day, a big modern hair salon moved to the town, right across the street from his little shop. And this big new hair salon advertised in the newspapers and posted signs all over the town that read, $6 haircuts, everything for only $6. Soon, almost all of his customers began going to the new salon across the street for $6 haircuts. The owner of the old hair salon knew he could never afford to beat the big new salon's price of only $6. But then he thought of a way to turn things around and win his customers and business back. So he had a local sign company paint him a giant sign, and he put this huge sign in front of his hair salon. It read, "We fix $6 haircuts." That may not be a good example of handling problems we have and tough times we go through. But it's the intelligent people who respond sensibly and handle those problems positively who end up succeeding in life. It's not luck that controls your life. It's your choice to be happy and successful or not. Because things turn out for the best for people who make the best of the way things turn out. No matter what happens, those people just keep going. So, sooner or later, tough people will win over tough times.
Vocabulary, new words.
Avant-garde.
Lifestyle.
Backpacker.
Freelancer.
Schedule.
Leisure.
Selfish.
Unselfish.
Gallery.
Passport.
Disadvantage.
Avoid.
Commute.
Self-motivation.
Non-reusable.
Chopstick.
Plastic.
Effect.
Hamburger.
Sustainability.
Population.
Recycled.
Organic.
Self-improvement.
Success.
Importance.
Hardworking.
Ambitious.
Prize.
Supermodel.
Contest.
Good looking.
Succeed.
Opinion.
Ability.
Talent.
Eventual.
Persistence.
Factor.
Blow.
Battle.
Courage.
Self-control.
Grim.
Determination.
Sell on.
University.
Modern.
Advertise.
Giant.
Handle.
Tough.
Intelligent.
Respond.
Sensibly.
Positively.
Rival.
Reputation.
Proper nouns.
Lohas.
Soho.
Dink.
Istanbul.
Marilyn.